Welcome to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm joined with my co-host, Justin Cook. Justin, how you doing, pal?
Not too bad, Brian. Running a little bit late because, I don't know, for some reason I thought the show was at 9, even though I know you told me a couple times. But besides that, you know, same old shit, different day. Just, you know, obviously, we've been off for 10 months, but, you know, we have some obvious media figuring going on with the beheadings and whatnot. So what better time than now to, you know, jump back in the fray and you know, start exposing it. And hopefully we can, you know, turn some heads into the right direction. You know, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought this was a perfect opportunity for us to come back with a topic like this, because it can span so many decades and so many different events, so we can kind of go with a lot of things that are already fresh in our head and kind of just go talk over a big array of topics, and then hopefully, depending on what we get for feedback, you know, maybe we can, you know, gear our next show towards what people think is the hot topic or whatever. I noticed people in the chat are complaining about our mic volumes. Guys, I'm sorry. That's something I was working with before the show for like an hour. It'll probably have to wait till next show.
The thing is, too, I'm not signed in the Skype right now. I'm trying to retrieve my password as we speak. So maybe if that's a problem from my end, it's possible. But I don't know if that's the case. But anyway.
It's just the audio in general. If everybody listening could just turn your volume up, and I'll be sure next time we play any music or any clips, I pot those way down. I have no other way to boost our volume yet. I need to install a program to do it. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, so tonight we're going to be joined by James Sloan also. He's going to be coming in a little later, seeing as we start a little earlier. He's still at work. And I just want to thank everybody. Everybody that's listening, everybody that stuck around this whole time while we took a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, no, definitely. I got to say that people have been asking for us to do a show, you know, since we stopped, and, you know, it happens sometimes. You get burnt out, you know, that type of thing. And I think, you know, there wasn't much going on in the past year. That, you know, not saying there wasn't going on, but, you know, there wasn't really any big events, you know, so it's not like really anything until the beheadings that, you know, people are buying into, to where, you know, we thought there was that much of a need to talk about it again. But no, it's glad to be back, you know, and definitely appreciate everybody that, you know, has been with us through this, and everyone that contributes and everything else. And, you know, I think it's we got a good thing going.
Yeah, I noticed we had quite a few people already listening when we started the intro. And, you know, that's good to see, because I've been getting a lot of emails lately. Just mostly on 9/11, but a lot of media fakery stuff. So a lot of people still know, you know, that we've been talking about this stuff for a long time. Back in like probably 2010, when people really weren't accepting it. Have you noticed this year that a lot more people in the so-called truth community or whatever are finally opening their minds a little bit to the possibility of media fakery, even if it's not on 9/11 or some of the bigger events? They are pointing it out more often than not, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah, there's, I'd say a good amount of people are on the fence, you know, concerning 9/11, whereas, you know, they believe that Aurora, Sandy Hook, and the rest of them, you know, the newer things, they believe that those are all, you know, 90 to 100% fake. But you know, I think, and that kind of helped our cause, obviously, too, because they realized that, hey, you know, they don't have to kill people, you know, every time to get their agenda through. People are going to buy it regardless, so.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how, I mean, we've been talking about it for a good 4 years now, but it's pretty amazing how people, not just waking up to the idea of media fakery, but the whole premise about false flags. You know, obviously there are still things called false flags, but they happen a lot less than we thought. And a lot of them just turned out to be media fakery style events and hoaxes. And it seems that you know, a lot more people are starting to realize that now.
Oh, definitely. And that's the thing, like, you know, I've had a lot of people, they instant message me. And the funny thing is, you know, or PM me or whatever. And the crazy thing is about it that, you know, so many of these people, like 2 years ago, would say, you know, no plane, no brain, or, you know, any of those stupid things that we used to hear about before. And it's like, now I think a lot of people, because of these issues, have started to look into the fakery angle. So, it's definitely, the tide is moving forward. And don't get me wrong, there's a large group of people that right away they hear actors or, you know, crisis actors or whatever. And, you know, they're drawn away from it, and that's because of the, you know, Dallas Gold Bugs types that, yep. You know. But, you know, it's really, there's not much we can do, man. I mean, you know, we're making a small dent. People are, they're getting it, but, you know, slowly but surely.
Yeah, I mean, those Dallas Gold Bug types are obviously there to poison the well. We've done, I think we did a whole show on it pretty much. I mean, he doesn't even deserve that much talk right now. But for anybody that notices things like that, like Dallas Gold Bug, basically his whole deal as far as poisoning the well is he tells you, yes, actors are used in some of these staged events, which is true, but he tells you that they're all these famous people and he makes all these wacky comparisons. And let's just use a little bit of logic, guys. If they are going to use actors, why would they use famous ones that people are going to recognize? Right. And those people would have too much on the line. They wouldn't do it. It'd just be stupid.
I'll tell you the one good thing, though, is that people have been realizing that, you know, he's full of shit. There was a lot of people that were on the fence with it before, but, you know, nowadays, I don't think he has too many followers, so I don't think, you know, I'll tell you what, there is other people that are trying to do his, you know, nonsense, you know, checking years and thinking that, you know, the years make
oh, he's got his own little crew of ear doctors out there.
Well, they're not even his crew. There's other people that are going off and doing it on their own or whatever.
Hey, it's better than a fingerprint, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so without any further ado, let's explain real quick what we got going on tonight for everybody. So what we're going to do, guys, is we set up a webpage, and on that webpage, we have a ton of videos. And all the videos that we're going to speak of when we're talking about media fakery tonight, we have the videos there for you to follow along and for you to see, you know, that we're not bullshitting you and for you to see exactly what it is. Just about everything we're going to talk about, at least everything that's come to my mind so far, we have. I mean, maybe a few other things will pop up and we'll have to grab links or whatever. But as for now, we have a ton of videos there. When we say media fakery, there are a couple forms of it we're going to leave out. Media fakery meaning fake video. By fake video, we mean computer-generated video and images, green screening, any other Hollywood-type special effects having to do with altering video, editing video. And we're also going to do anything having to do with staged actors, staged witnesses and staged family members, people posing as grieving family members to a fake event, or people posing as witnesses to a fake event. At one point down the road, we're going to do a show just on Photoshop, because that's obviously very important too, and it goes hand in hand with this, but that would just be way too much material for tonight. So let me get everybody the link. I don't know, Justin, did you want to start anywhere specific or whatever?
I think, you know, go wherever. Maybe we should talk about the beheadings first or something.
Actually, I was gonna save that for when James gets here. Okay. So why don't we just start at the top and we'll just work our way down?
Sounds good. Because
James helped. We all kind of took turns in gathering videos, and James was helping out the most on gathering the beheadings, so... Yeah, we'll wait on him. All right, so we'll just blast through these 9/11 ones and Alex Jones ones real quick. Guys, we're not going to do a 9/11 show. Anybody that wants to call in, feel free to call in at any time, but just stay on topic. We're going to stay on fake video and fake witnesses. If you have anything concerning that to do with these 9/11 videos, feel free to call in. But just remember, it's about the fake video and the fake witnesses, not the other aspects. That'll be for a different time, and we've gone over that a million times, and we will do it again. But just not tonight. So everybody go to the link. It's therealnewsonline.com/DOR Media Fakery Special with a dash between each word. I threw the link in the chat. I'll throw it in there again for everybody. And for those of you that aren't seeing the chat, or if you're listening on your cell phone or whatever, again, it's therealnewsonline.com/DOR-media-fakery-special. Okay, and what I did there is I also installed the chat and the comments and the radio stream options all from our radio page. So if you are listening on our Droid app, your iPhone app, any type of mobile thing, you don't have to have two windows open, even though that's what I recommend doing, but you can do it all on one. So we're going to start at the top. See, the first couple videos are of Flight 175. Justin, would you say that this first video of 175, the Herzakhani shot, probably one of the most powerful fake videos they've ever put out?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It takes the cake, really, if you think about it. 9/11 was when they, you know, everything made a huge turn at 9/11, and just, you know, the 175 videos are, they're just silly. You know, there's really no getting around it. You know, never mind the crash physics and all that stuff, but just the fact that, like, you know, they tried to present that in 2001. See, that's one thing too. Like, not to jump off topic, but like, you know, nowadays it's better than that. But Christ, the what they used on that was just terrible. The fact that, you know, it would have disappeared for how many seconds, or it, you know what I mean? I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me. Sorry, I'm a little stoned right now, but, you know, I can't believe
you make perfect sense. The video was awful.
I can't believe that so many people still buy into that. You know, back from 2011, where, you know, the technology, yeah, it's not where it is now, but it was still pretty advanced back then. They could have done a better job than that.
Oh, and, yeah, you know, we provided perfect examples, too. We'll get to that at another point later in the show. But there are people that will say, oh, the technology wasn't as good in 2001. But there's a perfect screenshot of a movie clip, Armageddon, side by side with some of the 9/11 footage. And Armageddon came out 2 or 3 years before 9/11. And honestly, it looks more realistic than 9/11.
No, I know. That's the thing. And that's what makes you wonder. They had to have been able to do a better job than this. You know, they obviously wanted people to know somewhat, but it's like everything else, you know. I don't know exactly why they're doing it, but, you know, I have some ideas, but there's no doubt about it that they're leaving, you know, rabbit trails. They're leaving breadcrumbs for people that are interested. And I think a big part of it has to do with how polarizing these events are, and the fact that, like, you know, not just saying it's an inside job, but going and saying, hey, the plane was fake, you know, the people on those planes were fake, you know. And it's like, you tell that to someone that has no idea about it, you know, or just
They think you're batshit crazy.
Exactly.
There's lots of reasons they do it, because not only does it get those, there's so many agendas, not only does it get those people to think you're crazy, right? It also, as we know, it divides. It's so the people that believe the official story, okay, they're not going to analyze the damn video anyways. They're all caught up in the shock and awe, have you, or whatever, you know? And The people that do look at it, now you got all these different pieces of evidence that don't make sense, from, you know, fake plane videos to, you know, any other theory you want to pick out there. They all contradict each other, and it keeps all the people infighting. So Let's say 90% of America agrees that 9/11 is how they were told, even though it might be lower. But let's just say 90%. Yeah. Let's say 10% don't, and 10% want to be active and do something and talk about it. Well, those 10% can't even get along with more than 1 or 2% out of the 10%, because they all fight with each other over these different theories that don't make any sense. I think it's definitely on purpose.
Oh, 100%. You know, and the thing about it, too, is it's just the range of theories that they have, from, you know, anywhere from, you know, what some would say is the most extreme that we have, or to, like, the let it happen on purpose, like Michael Moore type, you know, nonsense bullshit, you know, like that gatekeeping stuff, pretty much. You know, but that's the thing. There's so many people that are, you know, most people, I think, in the truth movement are in, like, the middle stage where it's, like, some think that, you know, they all agree that the plane wasn't what they said it was for the most part, like the mainstream truthers. But most of them still buy into the drone thing, or they buy into, you know, a military plane, or, you know what I mean? Something like that. But it's like, you know, just watch the videos a few times, really. And the sad, but, you know, the main thing about it is, and I know we're going to get into this later, I know you have the clips of it, but the reason why, you know, so many people are like that, and I was even like that for a few years myself, right? I thought the no plane theory was just a distraction thing. But when you look at it and you see, you know, how bad it is, it's like, I don't know. I don't understand, besides the fact of, like, the Alex Joneses and, you know, Ryan Dawson and all these other types of facts that they were so against the no plane theory, and they have all these, you know, millions of followers. So it's like, you know, it's hard, you know, people, that even when they get past them, they still look at it and say, you know, yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that there was no plane at all. I have my cousin's uncle's brother was in Manhattan and saw a plane, you know, whatever it is, you know, everybody's got this person that knows someone that knows someone that knows someone, you know?
Oh yeah. The stories are endless. And then, it's always the same thing. It's always the same thing when you ask for a name or ask for details, and it's always the story turns into it was somebody close to them. It was like a friend's uncle's nephew's niece's dog sitter. You know what I mean? And it's just
right.
It never ends. Like this last 9/11, I had to deal with that so much. And within an hour, I know I told you this, but within an hour and a half, I had five or six people call me names, swear to me that somebody close to them died, and then none of them would give me a name. One of them gave me a name after about an hour of just total dicking around and just going through absolute jumping through hoops trying to get this off this person, and they just threw something out there. It's pathetic, you know? It's pathetic. People just believe their own lies.
You know what? Here's the best thing for people like that. It's like, you know, if you were that good friends with this person or, you know, family or whatever, then, you know, show us a legitimate pic, you know, that you have of them. Why don't any of these people have any other pictures, you know?
Oh, they don't. And then, you know, not to get too off topic because this is more for the photoshopping show, but come on, if they were real, why are there so many photoshopped images in the memorials? You know, what's more insulting than that? Would you really let CNN or the Voices of September Memorial get away with photoshopping your fucking loved one just to, for any reason at all, especially in this day and age? And yeah, it was, 13 years ago? In 2001, people still had email. They've had email for a long time, and it was a snap to send a picture. It was nothing. Everybody should have a ton of pictures. I can't. People don't mention it that often. When you go through the memorials, not only there's a ton of Photoshop pictures between the two of them, there's a ton of just candles, and there's not even a picture for the victim. And this goes on for, like, thousands of people. There's just a candle.
You know, if that's my relative, you know, I'm gonna not be too happy about that. Like, you know, not for nothing, I would have been like, okay, can I send in, you know, a decent, because some of them also, they have pictures looking like, you know, looking like kind of like trashy. It's like, you know, you couldn't find a wedding picture or something like that of them, or, you know, I don't know. It's just funny
ridiculous.
Once you realize what the story is with it, and it's just,
yeah,
you
but
know.
Let's get back to the video. And anyways, that video we're talking about, we're going to take a look at it real quick. It's only a minute long. We'll just watch a little bit of it. It's called the Herzakhani shot. This is the video that you all first saw. This is the video that was aired on CNN first and was played all throughout the day of the so-called second plane strike. Now, before we play the video, you'll notice that it says 200 FPS, frames per second. This video is in very slow motion, so it makes it even more obvious into the chicanery that's going on. Just visually, and this wouldn't be enough to be a slam dunk, but when you add it with everything we're going to show you in the video, but visually, I mean, just look at it. Look at the jagged edges on the smoke. Look at the World Trade Center that just looks like windowless, like a box. And I notice that on every video where they show a plane, the World Trade Center happens to look like that. But the big key is what's going to happen when this aluminum plane strikes through the steel and concrete tower with 84 steel supports and however many trusses and all the concrete in between, office stuff, and then out another concrete wall. When it goes through this wall, you'll see in the video, it doesn't even make the hole instantaneously. It makes it seconds later. Justin, can you think of an example in real life, like how that can happen? Passing an object through another object like that and not having the hole happen till later?
No, it's, sorry, I'm taking a bite of the hot dog. No, it's not possible.
It's not possible.
No.
Even if somebody tried to pull the shit, okay, it's going 500 miles an hour, your eyes couldn't catch it fast. Yeah, maybe I'll give you like a fucking tenth of a second or something. You know what I mean? But this is absurd. And that's what basically I brought the biggest slam dunk video showing that. We're not going to go over every Flight 175 video because we have plenty of topics to get to. But let's take a look at this first video right here. For those of you that aren't on the page yet, I'll throw the link again in the chat. Yeah, somebody in chat said, it was like a movie. That is their famous line from 9/11. And from many events, they always say it was like a movie. And you'll see that in a lot of these witness videos we have today. Okay, everybody, check out the first video. It's 1 minute long. And we're just going to play it right here. I want everybody to take a look at how the plane, and we have stills of this too that we're going to show you. Just watch how it goes halfway in the tower before it even causes a hole. Again, this is super, super slow motion. You'll see it in a second. It's absolutely absurd. If anybody believes this is real, I'm sorry. I mean, you really got to get your eyes checked or your brain checked because this is unbelievably fake. And we'll stop it right after the so-called impact. Here we go. Look at it. Look at it. Eating it. It's just eating the plane. And then, of course, we have a video called The Nose Out, which shows the nose coming out the other side.
The World Trade Center was the best catcher's mitt ever right there.
Oh, that video right there is ridiculous. Okay, we're done with that, guys. All right? And if you scroll down two videos, please. We're going to come back up. Just scroll down two videos. It says 9/11 second impact. Fox. That is from the other side, and you can see the nose of this plane that we just watched actually penetrate through two concrete walls out the other side and come through intact, and it's made of aluminum. And we're smashing through concrete and steel. And just watch it come out the other side. This is just a 20-second clip. Just take a look, guys.
Arriving at the scene.
This is the famous Fox chopper shot.
Said it appeared to back sharply.
Watch the nose. They go black, too, because they realize they made a mistake or something. I don't know, but watch.
Into, oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another
it comes out the other side.
Oh, my goodness. There's another.
What do you think about that hollow aluminum nose, Justin?
What do you think about the hollow what?
The hollow aluminum nose there.
Oh, yeah.
To the tower.
I mean, you know, redundant again, but it's ridiculous. It's at the point to where it's like, you know, we're talking about the nose out or just the fact of
The nose out that we just watched. The nose out.
Yeah. No, that's able to go through a whole building. You know, I question any scientist, any educated person at all that still, you know, believes that can watch that and see that happening. And still buys that there wasn't something wrong with the footage. I don't know.
It's crazy.
I'll never understand it now that I understand it. I will say, like I said, for the longest time, I stayed away from it because I was, you know, in with the mainstream truthers and they were saying, oh, no, you know, September Clues is disinfo and, you know, LRF is disinfo. And it's like, you know, yes, I'm not saying either outlet is 100% perfect. But once I watched, you know, Clues and once I, you know, with an open mind saw this stuff, you know, I couldn't, you know, get it out of my mind. Plus, the thing is, the weird thing is with me, too, is I realized I did the SSRI. The Social Security death index stuff. I did it for the planes back in, I'd say, 2008 or so, because a buddy came to me and had said something about it. And so I had known for the longest time that the passengers were fake, but I still was going with some of the other theories or whatever. I still, you know, wasn't on the whole 100% no plane trip, but, you know, after, that's what got me really looking into it again. And once I realized it, I said, holy shit, I said, you know, these people were right, and watch out, you know, I watched Clues, and you can't debunk that, you know what I mean? It's not possible.
No, it's not possible at all. And people will do it to their blue in their face, or you'll get the people. These are the ones that I can't stand, is the people that'll cuss you out, or even if they don't cuss you out, they yell at you, they call you an idiot, blah, 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 and they won't even look at the goddamn evidence to even get their own opinion, never mind give it to you. How can those people walk around with their head high thinking that they know shit? They don't know anything. They won't even look at anything. And I'm not saying I know more than the next guy, but at least I'll look at anything. You know what I mean?
You came into it somewhat open-minded, and that's the thing. Like I told you before, you underestimate the power of, you know, these gatekeepers and what they had. Like, you know, you came into it definitely at a good time to where it was, like, finally starting to be discussed more. But, oh, my God, all the theories that we had before then, you know, like the missile on the fuselage and everything else. You know, it was crazy for a while, you know, as far as, I don't know, just all the theories that got floated by, and the fact that, you know, so many of them were put out as red herrings, and the truth was in front of us the whole time, you know?
Yeah, and the truth was in form of what? A fake video. A fake video is what basically caused this biggest event that didn't happen, but it basically caused this biggest event in maybe the history of the world, or, you know, close to it. I mean, it's changed the world, and it's all premised mainly around fake video and staged actors and a whole bunch of other chicanery. And we're going to get into a lot of the stage actors and stuff like that too. But before we do, I want to welcome James Sloan, our other co-host, calling in from New Zealand. He just jumped in on the call. James, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good.
Not bad.
Doing
What's
good.
Up, James? It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Just a little bit. But we're back.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot of listeners already, though, tonight. It feels good to be back, and I'm glad everybody's been faithful and waiting around for us. That's excellent. It's good to see. And thank you guys for coming on, you know, just like without a doubt, just saying yeah when I asked you.
Yeah, of course, of course. No, I was looking to get back into it myself and everything, and, you know, I figured after the summertime, you know, and I don't know, worked out well, you know, in general. We needed a break. You know, you get burnt out with a lot of this stuff. And like I said, not a lot was going on. So, you know, but now since they're ramping it up and you know, bombing Syria and everything else, and, you know. I think it's time to get back into it, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna actually touch on the Syria thing after. I have a really good video showing how they're staging some stuff over there to get us to intervene. It's about this kid Danny from Syria. It's too long to play the whole thing, so I'm gonna grab the timestamps at one point during the break and show it. But we'll finish up with these couple of 9/11 things, and then James has some info on the beheadings. We'll move over to the beheadings next because that's the current situation in the news right now. So let's wrap up this 9/11 stuff. So yeah, that shot right there, the nose out, totally impossible. That's another shot of Flight 175. Every video of 175 is a fake video, and one of the ways you can tell, besides going through walls and not making holes and all this obvious stuff, is if you're filming a real event. Even if it's, let's say, these people that throw out the crazy idea of a hologram. I shouldn't say crazy because obviously we know holograms are real. We saw the Tupac and the Michael Jackson and all that. We know they have the technology and probably a lot more advanced than we've ever seen. But they throw out this notion when it's totally debunked, because if you were to film a real plane in the air at the time of Flight 175, or if you were to film a hologram, which would still be a real object in the sky. It's something that you can see, you can film. Every single video has to have the same trajectory. How could they be different if they're authentic videos? And right. They don't. They simply don't. Now, there aren't that many examples where it's blatant, but there are a few. There's the dive bomb shot, which we know. There's another one. I think it might be the Evan Fairbanks one, or it's one from a similar angle that comes in, and then it just kind of shoots up at the end. Totally opposite of what the dive bomber does.
That video right there was the one that kind of sealed the deal for me.
The one that'll go straight up at the end?
Well, just the one where it's going and you see, like, for example, the one where you see, like, the one where it's almost, like, out of frame for a minute, and then all of a sudden it comes straight in, and then you watch
the dive bomber.
And then you watch, right, then you watch the dive bomber shot, and it's like, wow. You know, we're talking two totally different trajectories by, like, not even by, like, a little bit where they could be like, oh, well, you know, that's just how it appeared. No, it appeared like a dive bomber and like a plane going straight. So, I mean,
totally different trajectories. And again, this is done to get to make the infighting, I think, because let's be honest. Do you really think they couldn't get the trajectories closer with their computer software, even though it was fake? Of course they could get it closer. They wanted the people that actually dig that deep and compare those things to fight amongst each other, which has worked. It's worked brilliantly for them, you know? There aren't that many people out there that'll talk about anything like us. There's always an agenda. And what's the agenda almost every time, guys? The agenda is to hide the fake video, but now they've come to a point where they kind of have to concede that because so many people on YouTube and Facebook and, you know, wherever else there's a lot of people talking. So many people have accepted there is fake video in events. However, they still want to protect the fear and make you think people died. No matter what, people have to die. That's their story. That's their, what's it called? The modus operandi or something? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, the modus operandi. Yeah, now the thing about it too is, you know, and here's the reason why I think to get into the psyche of, you know, your regular troopers that believe, you know, that everybody dies in every one of these things is, you know, because the thing is the elite are that depraved to where you can see them actually doing it. You know, you can see them, you know, whatever, 50,000 or even honored. But the thing is, they realize they don't even have to do that anymore. You know, they realize that it's easier this way. There's no pesky lawsuits. There's nothing like that. You know, it's you know what I mean? It's very simple. It's, you know, nobody's going to complain. Everyone's just
They got complete control of the media. It's not like they have to worry about being blatant and getting caught, you know?
Right.
As long as they put enough emotion in it to fool everybody, then they're good.
That's the truth, man. It's sad because, you know, I think a lot of people are starting to look into these things, but there's, you know, it's going to be a while before people really, really get what we're saying. But
James, you feel the same over there?
What's that?
James?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, that was the key. They're protecting the death toll, which there is even no official death toll anyways. We've got about 5 or 6 different numbers, plus the figures, like the death rates for that particular day didn't actually spike any more than average.
Which not at all.
The other key
across the nation was New York.
Yeah, you would expect some of them wouldn't be U.S. citizens, but you would expect a spike of, you know, about 2,800 or so on that day.
It would be noticeable, too, because I believe the death toll usually for the country is only, like, what, like 6,000, right? So, I mean, it would be a big jump from, like, 6 to 9,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing, and even I think in New York, someone running for senator, or actually it might even been a sitting politician that noted that the death toll in New York City or even New York State for that day should have been way higher than it was, because on a regular day, you know, like you said, you have 6,000 or whatever. And on that day, you know, they want us to believe that it was still 6,000. You know what I mean? Like, half the rest of the population took the day off from dying. And you would think an event like that, there might be more, you know, there'd be more people dying because, you know, out of fear or whatever else, or, you know, that you would think that, you know what I mean, even with that. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, that's kind of a smoking gun right there. You know, it's definitely another piece of it, but it's definitely, you know, it's definitely pretty important. The fact that we have a sitting politician that even, you know, listened to that lead.
Yeah, the missing posters were the big one for me as well.
What is it?
They just...
Oh, the poster where they posted everybody almost alphabetically on the wall?
Yeah, it's like, well, why... You know, why would there be... You know, you're either going to be dead in the morgue or, you know, you weren't abducted, you know?
Yeah, why would there be one missing poster anyways? I understand what you're saying. And then they were all, like, alphabetically. There were a few out of order, but they were still by the same letter.
Yeah, I think they will have the same, like, tape used as well.
Yeah, one of our listeners is having trouble. I'm going to try another web browser, Matt. You said it's not loading. It's loading for everybody else. Everybody else can hear, correct? Is there anybody else that can't hear right now? Please hit us up in the messenger. But, yeah, you should be able to hear, Matt. Sometimes I use Chrome. Sometimes I use Firefox. One will work better than the other. So if I were you, I would just switch. Yeah, so, James, before you got here, you really didn't miss too much. Before we got into the 9/11, we were just talking about, well, right when we got into it, we were talking about how Flight 175, the Herzakhani shot, I mean, that could be one of the most powerful fake videos of all time. I mean, right up there with, you know, some of the other ones we're going to get to tonight. What did you say?
Oh, it's without a doubt number one.
Yeah, I would think it's number one. I mean, everything it caused, everything that followed, and how much emotion it put on everybody. And I mean, you got people that didn't see it that will swear they saw it, even if, you know, if they were in New York. Oh yeah, I saw the plane. We know how the story goes. We talked about it all the time. So we're gonna try and fly through 9/11 a little bit. We got a couple other videos. We're not gonna play the Jennifer Spell one, but we're gonna show you a still from it. And the video's here for you guys. It's in the top row here. On the right-hand side, next to the first video we played, it says Jennifer Spell video. This might be the worst video out of all of them. You can see the plane go in, I want to say, maybe even 60%. It's way in there. The explosion is way later, and the hole way, 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 way later. It's just very, very, very obvious. And just look at the World Trade Center, too. I mean, I don't know what type of model they use for their graphics here or whatever, but, I mean, that just looks... What's it look like to you guys? The Jennifer Spell video.
I'm sorry. I'm not on the page. What do you... I'm trying to get into Skype here. They're making the pain in the ass. What's the contention? The Spellman video? Which part of it?
The Jennifer Spell video.
It's one that's like sort of filmed behind a fence, and then the plane sort of similar to the race, but
yeah, it's just really bad quality, Justin. It's the worst one out of probably all of them.
Is that the one where it has the the lady going, "Oh my God," or whatever?
Well, there's a few that follow that script, but yeah, it does have that.
Yeah, the one where they hear like a cymbal hit, or, you know, whatever it was.
Yeah, and the still pictures taken from that video, the plane actually, this is still where the plane's all the way in.
Yeah, and we have that.
Yeah, only the vertical stabilizer or the tail is actually... sticking out, and there's still no hole where the wings, you know, would have gone through. Yep.
None at all. And we brought that, guys. What we did is I was telling everybody, James, how eventually we're going to do a Photoshop special because that'll just take too much time doing both together, but it's important and they're so intertwined. But what I did do is these videos right here on the planes, I did bring the still images and post them. They're not Photoshopped, guys, because these are videos from still grabs of the CGI. So I figured they were important because they illustrate the points we're trying to make right now. So what we're going to do is we'll just scroll down a little bit to those pictures while it's fresh in our mind. And then we'll come back and wrap up 9/11 and move on to the next thing because we want to keep it rolling here. And if you guys scroll down a little bit, you'll see... 1, 2, 3, 4 videos on the left. And wait, hold on. Where are the images of the plane? And then you see the images of the plane. After the third video, you'll see the images of the plane. James, you see the images?
Yeah.
Justin?
No, I'm not on the page right now, Brian.
All right, well, when you get there, they're the third. But the third video is, then after that, there's images of the plane. I'll just explain it to the audience real quick. We didn't have the video of this first one. I think that was credited to Luz Corshane. I could be mistaken on that. I don't know if you know, James. But just look at the plane. I mean, this is in the official 9/11 photography, guys. We didn't alter any of these. The only one will be the third one. I couldn't find the source for that. But on this one right here, I mean, where is the left wing for the plane? It's totally gone. Again, you see no windows on the WTC. And, I mean, what in real life could happen to make a wing just not show up on the camera like that? Do you have any idea, James?
I don't know what explanation people gave. I guess a video glitch or something. Well, that's... I guess that video would be the one that the hologram theorists run with.
Yeah, and they do.
Distortion.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the ones that the hologram people run with. And we ran into this issue when we were talking with Fetzer, and he got quite mad at us. But I thought we made a very valid point, and it's something that really these hologram people can't debunk. What you have is, like I said earlier, if you were filming a hologram, you would be filming a real event. And you wouldn't have different planes with different trajectories. Now, sure, if that didn't exist, yeah, I could see where you could say maybe the hologram effect wasn't working and the plane was missing. But if it was a hologram, you would not have different trajectories on different planes because you'd be filming a real event. Even though it's a hologram and in essence it's fake, you'd still be filming a real object in the sky. You can't have different trajectories. Not at all. Going on to the next still image to the right of that. That is the nose out. If everybody could take a look at that. It speaks for itself. James, you want to touch on that?
Yeah. Is this still the plane one or are we down to the jumper one?
We're on the nose out shot. We're on a still picture of the nose out shot and how ridiculous it is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like, if that is the nose out, then, yeah, that's like, you know, how could I think a 767 nose cone is made out of carbon fiber. I mean, so how it could slice through the exterior of the building then through all the office space, the furniture, the concrete, the floor panels. It wouldn't even get through the first one, but I mean, I don't know what the debunkers say about that one. Certainly, if it's, it can't be the nose of the plane. I mean, that would be...
Oh, it's insane. It's insane that people are trying to say that that's real. You know what they say to it, James? They ignore it. You know what I mean? You could ask them 50 times and they will give you an explanation for that. They'll change the subject is what they'll do, you know? I mean, there is no explanation. How? Look at it. It's whole. It's not even... I mean, granted, you can't really tell from this far away, but it doesn't even look dented. I mean, come on, dude. That thing's going to be smashed and torn apart. Even more than that, that thing would never make it through the other side. How could anybody think that? Do they realize how big these buildings are and, like, how strong buildings are made? Like, do they just throw that out the window? We're not talking about going through a piece of spaghetti. We're talking about the World Trade Center. It was one of the biggest buildings in the entire world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got, you know, they're well over 100 feet wide, maybe close to 200 feet. You got, you know, like I said, once you get through that first wall, it's not just space between there and the next. You've got office furniture, you've got the roof panels, you've got the concrete on every floor, 6 inches worth. You know, it's not even going to get through the first side, let alone travel 100 meters and then again outside through more steel and glass, and then, yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen at all. It's absolutely absurd to think that would happen. All right, moving on. We have the third picture here. I don't know where this came from, so I'm going to admit that. I always like to source all my info. I'm going to assume this is probably real because there's all the other videos that show the same thing, the pictures that show the same thing. If it turns out it's not, I have to apologize. But another one where the plane's halfway in. Justin, have you seen this picture before besides on my website?
Which picture is that, Bryce? Sorry. For some reason,
I forgot that you're on the phone, Justin. I didn't mean to call you on that. My bad.
No, it's not a big deal. I'm just trying to figure out because I'm looking at a screen right now and it's trying to make me do all this stuff that I just signed because I had to get my password and stuff, and it's like, I don't know why it's making me go through all this stuff right now, so I'm trying to figure this out. All right,
we'll just move on. I'll ask James. James, you seen this picture before?
Yeah, it's a still frame from a video.
Do you know whose video? I don't remember where I got it from.
I don't know the name offhand, but it definitely is authentic.
Okay, I thought it was authentic.
It's a video that surfaced probably 5 years later, but it is.
Okay,
it is.
They're still releasing stuff. They released something the other day. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you never checked your home video collection for, 13 years?
It's rather absurd. Okay, moving along. We're going to play like two more, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come off 9/11. We do have some COINTELPRO that we want to touch on that has to do with it, but we'll save that for a little bit because we know you guys want to talk about a few other events too, and so do I. Let's close it out with this, and then we'll come back to the jumpers after. If you look next to the Fox 5 chopper shot, the one with the nose out, so this would be the third video down on the right. You see a video that we're going to play. It says 9/11 evening news. 9/11 live evening news. So let me explain this real quick because this is an absolute slam dunk. On the left, you see the World Trade Center. You see the Hudson River and the boats in the background. And you do not see a plane. You will not see a plane. You will see an explosion. Then in the nighttime, using the exact same camera angle, the exact same focus, zoom, everything. It's even synced, so the explosion happens at the exact same time. Now, all of a sudden, there is a plane. But do you notice something wrong? Look at the background. There's no river. There's no boats. Everything disappeared when they added the plane. Even the foreground, you might not notice the first time because I didn't, but where it says evening news, there should be buildings there. It's all gone. Now, what camera effect would ever have an effect that would leave the primary objects but white out everything else? Nothing. There's no explanation for that, guys. Nothing at all. We're going to play this video real quick, and then we're going to discuss it, and then we're going to take our first break. So, third video down to the right, 9/11 evening news. And just look how fake on the right the video is. Everything literally disappears. Disappears. We're going to play that now. All right. You guys saw how ridiculous that was, obviously. James, you saw that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've seen it many times.
Yeah, what's your thoughts on the what has anybody ever actually let you confront them about that and come with some sort of excuse on why the background would disappear? Have you heard any excuse on that?
There is a website that tried to debunk the September Clues movie, but it's like anything. They sort of pick certain things and avoid other subjects.
Yeah. Hey, one of you guys, I don't know if it's James or Justin, I've been putting it in the chat. If you go to the Dose of Reality chat, at the very bottom of it, there's a speaker icon. One of you guys has it on because it keeps beeping and going out over the air.
I don't even have, I still don't have Skype on, buddy, so I don't think it's.
It's not Skype. It's not Skype. It's
what,
the website.
What is it
doing? It's the website. One of you guys has the website open, and there's a speaker icon at the bottom of the chat. You have to shut it off.
Yeah, no, it's not me. I'm not on the
okay,
website.
Okay, James
either.
Then.
Where is it?
Oprah.
You know where the Dose of Reality chat is?
Yeah.
At the bottom of it, there's a speaker icon in the bottom left corner. You have to click it once because it keeps beeping every time somebody messages. It goes over the air.
Okay.
All right, cool.
I don't understand.
All right, guys.
Why is it giving me so much shit? This is insane.
What happened?
No, it's saying like my profile is not complete to get into Skype, and I have no idea, but I was just in it, but I can't get to the screen. But I don't know. I'll have you call me after the break on it just so I can.
All right, yeah, we'll try to figure it out later. All right, everybody, we're gonna take our first break of the night. We're gonna move on from 9/11 and hit a bunch of other topics. We do have a couple other things to touch on this, but we'll come back to it. So we're gonna take a break. You listen to the Dose of Reality Radio. Justin Cook, and James Sloan. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm joined with my co-hosts, Justin Cook and James Sloan. Apologize for the delay in the audio there, getting the music going before the break. The computer's just a little slower than I expected it to be. It was freezing up. For anybody that was still wondering, because I noticed a couple people had asked in the chat, there is a webpage that we built to go with the show. You can also grab the stream and the chat and the comments and everything there as well. I put duplicates on that page. And that is listed right next to the Real News Online Dose of Reality page. It's called the DOR Media Fakery Special. If you need to type it out, it's realnewsonline.com/DOR-media-fakery-special. Or if it's right on the website, you'll see it. DOR Media Fakery Special. And I dropped it in the chat a few times. I'll put it in the chat again for you. There it is, guys. So if you go there, you can stay in the chat and everything. It's probably a little easier if you're using the phone, using our Droid or Android, iPhone app or whatever, because you won't have to have two windows open. You can do everything on one window. View all our videos, get in the chat, everything else. I tend to use two windows. It's a little easier for me. What we're going to do now is we're going to move along a little bit here. We're going to get off of 9/11, but we will come back to 9/11 in a minute, in a few minutes, because there are other points we want to make, but we do want to mix the show up. We didn't want to do a whole 9/11 show. We got plenty of stuff to talk about. So what we're going to do is we're going to explain what COINTELPRO is really, really quick to you, and then we're going to come back to it, because that's the part of 9/11 we're going to come back to, but it's also used in every event. COINTELPRO basically is... It stands for counterintelligence, COINTEL. It's basically people that are put out there in the so-called truth movement or wherever, people that are put out there that give you truth information, but they mix in a lot of lies with it and a lot of things to ultimately mislead you, and they always have an agenda. James, what do you think about COINTELPRO? You would say it's very prevalent in 9/11, wouldn't you? In everything, really.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always difficult to know which people are having put out there and are literally being paid to do that, and which people who are being used for that purpose without their knowledge, sort of as a useful idiot. There's sort of a mixture of both, like somewhere like Let's Roll Forums, for example, we used to be our hangout for many years. You know, there's like a few people there who could fall into that category, but I think by and large, 95% of the people on the site have sort of just been sucked into it, but are legitimate researchers. It's a vicious cycle whereby people who think they're doing good are sort of... And that's where the no plane stuff, a lot of it came in. People were brainwashed against that idea many years ago when, you know, people deliberately put out ridiculous theories, and it turned people away from the research, and they sort of muddied the waters enough so that people wouldn't look at it. It's difficult to say with a percentage, because you don't want to be walking around saying everybody else is fake, because then people would say, well, then that means you are too.
Or, yeah, of course.
Are you guys the only ones that aren't? You know, why should we believe you? Although, you know, people shouldn't believe us. I mean, they should, you know, in regards to the 9/11 pictures, you can go on YouTube yourself and get the still.
Yeah, you shouldn't
frame.
Believe anybody. That's the point, right? You can't believe anybody, whether it's somebody on YouTube, somebody on a radio show like us, or somebody with a big name like Alex Jones. You can't believe anybody, but that doesn't mean you have to distrust everything they say. You got to take everything they say and look at it. And yeah, sure, there can be people you trust more than others. You know, hopefully, you know, we end up on that list of yours where you see that we don't have an agenda. But usually, and not in all cases, but usually, people with the biggest names have huge agendas. And that agenda, when it comes to 9/11, is usually to make sure you do not realize that no planes were used. And ultimately, if you get farther down the rabbit hole, so you do not realize that the event was a hoax. But this is also used in every event. Every event, they have counterintelligence. Just the whole Fox News and CNN, BBC, the news organizations themselves are a form of counterintelligence, in my opinion. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I mean, even mainstream media is not 100% lies. I mean, you know, but it's a lot higher than the alternative media, which it probably goes from like 95% to, I don't know, maybe 55% in terms of lies to truth.
Now, if people ask, well, why do they do that? Well, it's obvious. If they gave you 100% lies, how long would it take for you to stop listening to them and to totally ignore them? As soon as you figured out that that's what they were doing, I mean, probably not too long. But they have to say, make some things real, and it draws you in, and then they mix in the lies. Even somebody like Alex Jones, for instance, and we've done shows on him. I've done a blog on him, a YouTube playlist with about 60 videos that I put together. Not that I personally made. You got to thank all the people that did the research. I wasn't the one that originally did it. Once I realized about the no planes on 9/11, I started to notice that Alex's agenda towards it, because it was clear as day. Without getting too deep into it, a guy that's in it for 10 years, supposed leader of all this crap and has all these people working for him, didn't notice what I noticed in just a few months of looking at it. I mean, come on, that's just absurd. But guys like that, they do give you a lot of truth. And that's why a lot of people in the truth community that aren't that deep into it but are in their first couple of years, they'll fight you tooth and nail on it and sticking up for Jones. Because he tells you about fluoride. He tells you about gun control. He tells you about the feds doing this. He tells you about that. Yes, but he also is a fearmonger. And he hypes up all these events. And I would have to say in just about every case, he knows that they're fake. And he hypes them up like crazy. Crazy. Yeah, he might give you, even if he gave you 80% truth, but he tells you an event's real when it's a hoax, that's a pretty substantial lie. And that's what these COINTEL people do. Some of them can be trusted more than others. Some of them have these so-called credentials, so it makes them more trustable. They'd love to throw the credentials in your face. We've all come across that. Same thing with the people on TV. People just tend to believe people they see on TV. They think it's the news. And I think that's the most important thing about what we do and why we do what we do. If you can get one thing out of what we say, it's not, oh, you know, Sandy Hook was staged, or 9/11 was fake, or the moon landing was staged. It's don't believe the news. Don't automatically think everything they say is a lie, but look into everything they say and make your own decision. Take their information. Take everybody's information, though, from both. And don't think it's different with the alternative media, because it's different to a point. But they still have an agenda, too. And, of course, you will find people mixed in that are 100% good. But it's very rare, and you really have to be careful. And just do not put your trust in anybody, even if you find somebody you like, even if you say you like us. Don't just recite what we say to somebody. Go look into it. I want you to look into it. I want you to source our information. I want you to make sure that we're right, because that's the only way to really to do it and put up an honest argument with people. Justin, are you there? No, maybe not. James, are you there?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's, Justin obviously has gone AWOL at the moment, but he would know that, I'd say nine or 10 years ago, when the movement first really got off the ground, even people who believe 9/11 was an inside job, they still trusted the media, for the most part. Maybe not totally, but when they saw Alex Jones come on CNN or whatever, they celebrated it. When Charlie Sheen came out and all that back in 2006 and wrote his letter to Obama and everything, people didn't equate it to, it's funny because you had people that believed JFK was a hoax, you had people that believed 9/11 was an inside job, but they still trusted the media because they thought the videos were real. That's the key. Once you know the videos aren't real, you can't trust the media, and that's why they aim to protect at all costs.
Of course. Because you know why? Once the secret's out, it's out. Once we know that the media is lying, they can't keep pushing all these hoaxes. I'm sure to some people they could, but to the most people, once they know that the media is lying on this big... That's why I like to talk about 9/11 so much, Because it's so big, and it happened during our lifetime that, if you can get people to realize that, they should be able to realize anything. Like, for instance, why don't we move on? Why don't we move on to the moon stuff right now? Because that's another one. That might be the... That might be the biggest hoax up until 9/11, So what we're going to do, guys... go ahead.
Just on 9/11, finally, I think the point you used to make was they don't mind if you believe that terrorists did 9/11. They don't mind if you believe that the U.S. government did 9/11. As long as you don't believe that the media did 9/11. That's the key.
Exactly. As long as you don't believe the media did it. And you know what else they do is, we should mention it, for all these events, we'll use 9/11 for an example, because I want to play a clip real quick. It's a little two-minute clip. They take people that, they'll put out people to actually talk about no planes, okay? But then they will make them look crazy. And there's no bigger example than Ace Baker. Now, this guy goes on Jim Fetzer's show, who's a pretty large name amongst the truth community. People know who he is, and to a certain extent, a lot of people respect his opinion. So Ace Baker goes on there, and Ace Baker actually, besides talking about no planes, he acts totally crazy, and then he fakes his own suicide on the air. Fakes his own suicide. So that just gives no plane is the absolute worst name ever. Makes them all look batshit crazy, and that's their objective. I'm gonna play that clip for you real quick, and then we'll come back.
So it's really gross.
Here we go.
Kill Town and Fred, they're posting.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
About me, and I can't take it anymore.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
Just stop doing 9/11.
Ace, look. People who are very, listen to me a second. People who are very original in the field are often not appreciated at the time. I have so much confidence in your work that is a prominent part of the new book I'm editing on the 9/11 controversies. I feature you regularly on the program.
I feature you. I say to my daughters, you know, girls, I love you. And I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that. And I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you, and I want to come home.
Ace, I want to come home. We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems. Innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was still muted. There you go. That's how they make no-platers look. They make you look batshit crazy. What did you think when you first heard that?
He tried to tell us that he believed that was a real gunshot.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. Guys, sorry, Justin's having a couple audio options. I was just trying to a couple audio issues. I was just trying to talk him through it. Justin, are you there? No, apparently not. James, how about we move over to the? Can we move over to the beheadings? You can lead while I try and help Justin get back up here with real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys. What we're gonna do is we're gonna scroll down a little bit, and you'll see after these some Sandy Hook stuff. There's a caption that says "fake beheadings" in black letters, and James is going to lead on that. James, you'll notice I put Nick Berg in the wrong spot. He's supposed to be on the right. He ended up in the left column somewhere. You'll see it, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've got the three videos here. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to get Justin back up.
All right. Well, basically, meetings are very tough at the moment. It happened in the open. This is actually not the first time that they have used this. In fact, in 2004, this was slightly before I even got into 9/11. There was a lot of this coming out from the Iraq conflict. They released several videos where originally they say they caught a hostage allegedly, and then finally a video would go up. A few days later, purporting to show a beheading. The first one was the Nick Berg beheading, which was in 2004. And basically, the video, if you find the video, it's the third one down on the left-hand column. It's sort of a... These guys read a statement that was common. There'd be like guys dressed in black suits behind the guy kneeling on the floor, and they'd read a statement in Arabic, and then they would, pushed them to the ground and appear to behead them. The authenticity of these videos is uncertain in the sense that this was 2004. This was obviously after 9/11, but before any fakery had really, before anybody was really covering video fakery, so nobody was looking at these videos at the time. in terms of being fake. In fact, they were, you know, there were questions about them, perhaps, but nobody was really quick. They were more just used for the shock factor, obviously, which was huge. Unlike the 2014 videos, these videos actually show the beheadings, although the camera does sort of cut in and out. It's difficult to tell whether they're fake, but certainly the Nick Berg beheading, the original one, even medical experts came out and said, you know, that it wasn't particularly possible what they were showing in terms of the fact there just wasn't very much blood at all, similar to the one last year in England, where the guy's sort of standing there with...
Oh, I hear you. Hello.
I think we might have Justin back.
All right, yeah, sorry. I finally got my Skype to work. That was weird.
All right, James, go ahead. Finish up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so anyway,
hold on. Before James finishes, I'm just going to run up and grab another cup of iced coffee because I just spilled it while I was trying to fix this like an idiot. So be right back. Sorry.
Yeah, and indeed, like the London one in 2013, there was no blood on the guy's hands or clothing or anything. Of course, when you cut someone's throat, the amount of blood, I mean, if you did that in a room, blood will be all over you, all over the ceiling, all over the roof. People who've never seen it or couldn't comprehend what it looks like, and certainly several of these videos... certainly the ones, the Nick Berg one anyway, there's just absolutely not enough blood at all.
They're just brutal looking, man. They're so fake. I mean, I went to breakfast with a friend of mine the other day. She doesn't live around here anymore. She lives down south. And we went to breakfast, and she had made a comment about how she's scared about her kids in school because of ISIS and this and that. And I was like, you're not really scared of that, are you? Yeah. Why are you so scared of it all? Well, my mom told me, you know, about the video and blah, 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 and what she thought about the video. I'm like, well, what did you think about the video? I had already knew the answer to the question. I was like, what did you think about the video? I didn't see the video. I said, well, you see how this works? You see how this works? I said, this is why people think I'm crazy, because they don't look at anything. She's like, I don't think you're crazy. I'm like, but you won't look at anything I show you. And then she started talking about how she flew here on the 11th. So she started talking about how empty the airport was on 9/11, but she was so scared to fly. But that's a good day to fly because everybody's scared because they don't want to get blown up and all this crap. I almost lost my mind. I hate hearing stuff like that. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's actually even watched the videos, to be honest. They just hear it on the news, and obviously the news would never show that part of a video, but there's nothing to show. But if it was a real beheading, the 6 o'clock news wouldn't show it. But I don't think anybody goes and seeks it out. They just all they have to do is say there's a beheading and people believe it, really.
Yeah. Did you guys out there, obviously they can't answer me, but did you guys out there see the one last weekend, not this weekend that just passed, but the weekend before? I mean, come on. The guy, I actually posted a pretty good article about it. I didn't write this article. Somebody wrote it. But I'll grab the link next time we go to break. I want to post it for you guys. It's a great little piece because he touches on all the key points that I wanted to touch on and a lot more. But there is just so many telltale signs that that's fake. But how about the guy is sitting there? Now, mind you, he's freshly shaved, and okay, these compassionate terrorists made sure he was nice and shaved. So he's sitting there with his hands down by his side or behind his back or whatever. He's on his knees in the desert. And the guy's about to cut his head off. Now, this guy's not moving. He's not... excuse me. Hiccups. He's not flinching. He's not trying to fight getting his head cut off. He's literally just going to sit there and let this guy cut his head off. Then when they go to do it, they cut the camera away, the screen goes to black, And then they come back, and his head's already, you know, cut off or whatever. They come back and to show you the way they start at his bloody legs. Besides that, which is brutal. I mean, okay, these guys are so brutal that these big, bad, scary terrorists we're supposed to be afraid of, and the cameraman gets too grossed out, or they decide it's too gruesome to show the actual cut on TV. I mean, come on. Where's the sense of that? But then when you analyze the video, there's a lot of things a little fishy about it. How about they're in the desert, and there's, you know, I know that there's wind in the desert. You know, it's obviously not the windiest place, but there's wind. Well, this wind's blowing, and it's blowing these trees, and there's not a speck of sand blowing anywhere. They're in a desert with all this loose sand. None of it's blowing around at all. They're just la-di-da-di-da. I don't know. It looks like a piss-poor production to me. They all do. Every single one of these beheadings. I don't know. I'm sure somebody in the world maybe really gets beheaded, but this is not what these people generally do. You know, this is like the whole martyr thing. People blowing themselves up with backpacks. I mean, do you think all these Muslim people really want to do that? Or do you think that that's just fear-mongering? Because you ask me, that's just some fear-mongering. Now they're going to cut people's heads off? I don't know, James. It's sad to see how easily people believe this shit.
Well, it's gotten easier for them because at least in 2004, when they were putting out these beheading videos, they at least showed what's purported to be a beheading. Back in 9/11, you know, they actually showed Bin Laden videos, and you know, now they don't even have to do that. People are more gullible than ever.
They just take for it. It's rather pathetic. I mean, they're not even using much video fakery on this event. They're just editing parts out and telling you what supposedly happened. And people are up in arms about it. Speaking about that, there's a video that I want all you guys to see. Now, we're not going to play this over the air right now because it's too long. But at some point tonight, I am going to give you a couple timestamps to check out because this is so important. As you know, right now, we're supposedly going to conflict with Syria or whatever, you know. And there's this kid called Danny from Syria. And he's on all these different networks, all these different channels. He's out there talking about, oh, they're bombing us. The U.S. needs to intervene. The U.K. needs to intervene. And then he's going around and he's showing all these rockets lying around on the ground. He goes on TV, gives like the same speech on CNN, RT, Fox News. Like, he's on everywhere, okay? But then at one point, this is great, okay? He's outside, and he's talking about, you know, rockets being shot into the town. There's a big boom! Well, the cameraman doesn't even flinch, doesn't even pan. So it looks like it was added in after. But, you know, that's still circumstantial. But he keeps going on TV, and he's talking. Did you see this yet, James?
Who are we talking about?
Danny from Syria. The one from Syria I told you to watch.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah, so how about when he goes, okay. He goes on all these networks, and he's like, they shoot all these people. They're all dead in the road, and you go to help drag your friend out of the road, and you get shot. You get shot by the snipers. There's bodies everywhere. And then and I showed Justin this last night, so we'll get his opinion right after this. So Danny brings the cameraman inside the house, right? And he's like, this is my dead bodies, my dead friends. And he shows people lying all over the ground. Your first few, you can't really tell. Could be dead, could be alive. They look like they're dead enough, right? He gets to the third or fourth guy. The guy is laying with his back on the floor, looking up, and he blinked like 6 or 7 times and had a little smirk on his face. Like, it was the worst job acting ever. This guy's supposed to be dead. He's blinking on camera. He's totally alive. And this is getting passed around on the news, and people are buying it. And this is directly going to have us intervene. I mean, we already are, but this is directly going to have more people supporting our action in Syria. He is not only implying that we go over there to help, he is literally yelling for the U.S. and the U.K. to intervene about 6 or 7 times. He specifically says that. Justin, what did you think about the dead guy?
Oh, man, it was insane. You know, the fact of the matter that they put that on the... now, was that shown on the mainstream news, that part right there?